Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Ianla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work. Relationships are the cornerstone of life. They are the place that we go to find comfort, connection, companionship. Relationships are also the places that we go to act out whatever it is that we've learned in life about ourselves, about love, about life. This is the story of a rapper, Hot Boy Turk from Cash Money Records.
We had national success. You know, I went on to sell gold on my solo project, sold platinum on the Hot Boys project.
But his success was cut short at 21 when he was involved in a shootout with police.
So I wound up going to trial, got found guilty. They gave me 120 months in the feds. And I had to stay in jail until from 2003 to 2012.
His girlfriend, Erica, waited for him, even though they had only been together for 2 months before he went to jail.
Even though he went to prison, I was there with him mentally, and a lot of things that affected him affected me in the same way.
This is a story about what happens when a man is released from jail, but is still in prison by his own fear.
It caused him to have a lot of trust issues.
Nobody can come to my house. Nobody know where I stay. You know, that's just the rules of my house. I'm the man. That's what it gotta be.
It was all bad. Nothing was good about it.
Now, Turk's fear is imprisoning their entire relationship. And if things don't change, this prison of fear could send their marriage to death row.
We try to communicate, but it always start being a fussing.
We need to learn how to agree. You know, everything doesn't have to turn into a screaming match.
The relationship patterns that Turk and Erica have learned are threatening to destroy their marriage. When what we've learned doesn't support us in growing, then healing is required. Good morning, sunshine.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
All right.
Good. Welcome to the safe house. And you are Erica?
Yes.
Good. Nice to meet you,
nice
Erica.
Nice to meet you, too.
And you
nice
must be Turk.
Yes, ma'am. I know I have a good woman. I know she a lovable person, and I don't show her that. I want to change to make it better. I don't know how to fix it. If I did, I wouldn't be here.
So tell me your love story. How do you two get together?
We met through a friend. Mm-hmm. And, like, from day one, we were, like, inseparable. Literally. I just liked him. I liked his conversation. I liked the fact that he was a rapper, you know, because at the time, we had something in common.
You were rapping too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it's just the circumstances that we've gone through that just got us caught up and just messed up.
So let me ask you, why are you here?
I'm here because I feel like there's issues in my past. As life and days go on, I see that sometimes I haven't completely let things go.
As it relates to your marriage or as it relates to you as a woman?
As it relates to me as a wife and my marriage.
Okay. And why are you here?
Well, I do realize I have a problem as far as communication, as far as showing my wife and kids compassion. I feel like I'm just numb to everything.
Mm.
I don't know how to express how I feel. Like, I have an anger problem, you know? I know these things.
You're here because you want to be a better man.
Yeah.
A better father.
Yeah. Because I've made a lot of changes in my life from, like, I don't go outside, I don't go anywhere unless I'm working, you know?
Why not?
Because I feel fear of me going back of how I used to be, so I just stay away. I stay inside. Nobody can come to my house.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean they can't come?
They can't step foot in my house, period.
Not Thanksgiving, not Christmas?
We don't have those gatherings at my house.
You mean we? You go along with that?
I mean, how can she not go along with it?
I mean,
there's many ways she cannot go along with it.
As
the woman of the house, she has a voice, and she, well, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
What I find very interesting is that anytime the husband says to me, this is my house and people can't set foot in my house, if that's not your desire as the woman of the house, then there's a problem.
There's most definitely a problem.
Yeah.
And the reason why I have chosen to go along with this is because it was a shootout at our house.
Wait a minute, hold up. So just anybody from the street just came up in your house and shot your house up?
No, was the police. They was told that I had 2 kilos of heroin and an AK-47. You know, it was lies.
By who?
By a guy that I befriended.
He told the police that we had so much, plenty of drugs, money, all that, and we didn't have anything. We didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know it was the police. I thought we was being robbed. That's when 2 police officers got shot.
And how long ago did that happen?
2003.
Yeah, 2003.
Where were you in the relationship when y'all had the experience with the police?
2 months.
2 months.
2 months. You met him, and 2 months later, he got arrested, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
For a long time.
And spent 10 years in jail?
Almost.
8 years. 8 months, 16 days.
2 months in? And you waited 8 years, 8 months, and 16 days? And how often did you visit?
Every week.
Every week.
For 8 years, 8 months, and 16 days. Although Turk is out of prison, he and his entire family have no freedom. Turk lives in hiding, and Erica is forbidden from having friends and family over. Turk even homeschools their 2 young children because he believes they are not safe in school. Their life is a jail, and Turk has become the warden. How's it working for you to live in a state of paranoia and fear where you can't let people in your house? How's that working? Is that how you want to live the rest of your life?
Nah, I don't want to live that way.
Is that how you want to live your life?
No.
I'm tired. I'm tired of living in paranoia, you know, and I think it kind of affect my relationship and how I am numb to everything. And the passing of my daddy, the passing of my brother, just... I just shun everything.
Tell me about your dad.
My dad, he passed away now, but...
How long ago?
2013, when I came home from prison. Like, unsolved case, hit and run.
He got hit by a car?
Yeah. I honestly think the area where my daddy was killed at, I feel like it was somebody that knew him and knew me.
You just making that up.
Feel
that's
that my
way.
Thoughts.
You think that
I do.
Way. Yeah.
And
because
I
that supports
feel
you.
And think that way.
That supports you in keeping in place this kind of protective wall that you've put around yourself. See, that's why we can't have nobody over. That's why we can't go out. See how they killed my daddy? I believe it was some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And what do you have to say about that?
He's just trying to protect us the best way he can and just doing whatever he think. If I keep everybody away, nobody can do anything. So that's why I kind of go along with it.
But is that what you want?
No.
No.
Yeah.
There's a pattern operating.
you have a pattern of operating. You have a pattern of operating, and together you'll have a pattern of operating. And that pattern has been designed to keep you safe and comfortable. And I want to interrupt that pattern.
Turk and Erica are in crisis. And it is clear that his paranoia, as a result of his incarceration, has taken over his relationship with Erica. Now, I want to speak to Erica alone so I can hear her perspective and discover the healing that she needs.
So you really built your relationship while he was incarcerated?
In jail. Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Well, I don't know. I think I was still living off the 2 months of love that we had in the beginning.
2 months of love, 8 years of trauma.
8 years of trauma.
You said you're a performer also. What do you do?
I'm a singer and a songwriter. I was doing that before I met Turk, but a lot of it stopped when he went to jail. I kind of put everything I had going on hold. And after he was released from prison, now I'm a wife. Within a month or so. Then I'm pregnant the very next month. The next year, I have not one child, but two. So now I'm a mother. Then the very next year, I don't know if you know, I'm diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Now the life that you gave up on is now threatened.
Yes.
So now you gotta fight for your life. Yeah.
And I went through the whole process, surgery, chemo, radiation, and he was there when I couldn't even... He helped me do things that I couldn't do for myself at the time, you know? He was just very supportive. He was. And
he was your husband.
Yes. Yes. So I'm just like taken from one thing to the next. And you get to a point to where you lose yourself.
Turk and Erica clearly have a strong bond and want an equally strong marriage. She was there for him throughout his incarceration, just as he was there throughout her cancer. But is this relationship built on a foundation of love or trauma?
I hear you say you had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you lost your breast?
Yes.
Both of them?
I had a double mastectomy.
Mm. What it looks like to me, not knowing who you are, and then growing yourself through trauma, to face additional trauma. So I have to ask you, beloved, who are you? As a woman, who are you? And what do you want for yourself and for your life, for you, that don't have nothing to do with him or the kids or anybody else? Who are you and what do you want? Mm-hmm. You know, what about if you want to have more children? You don't want to have more children.
I had to have a hysterectomy.
You had to have a hysterectomy,
mm-hmm,
as a result of the breast cancer. You lost everything, mm-hmm, that makes you a woman. Physically, not spiritually,
yeah, yeah,
and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what do you need from your husband?
Understanding.
What doesn't he understand?
He doesn't understand anything that's beyond him and his thoughts and how and what he believes. But he needs to learn how to listen without listening for a chance to
have a rebuttal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He doesn't listen with understanding. He's the only one that's right, and I can't deal with it. I just don't fight it no more.
Does he ever ask you, what do you want? Mm-mm. Does he ever ask you, what do you need?
No.
Does he ever ask you, how do you feel? Does he ever ask you, How can I help support, assist you?
My life has been lived for everybody else.
Him.
Him. Yes.
Let's call it what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Him.
And I think you know. I really do think you know that there's something bigger, grander, more. But I don't think you get a chance to voice it. Would that be accurate?
That's very accurate.
Okay, so what's it gonna take? How long are you gonna live like this? How long?
No. No longer.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
When people live in fear, they are blinded from the truth. Turk is so busy looking out for danger that he never takes the time to really look at himself. It is my intention to guide him beneath the paranoia so he can recognize the truth he needs to heal his mind.
Is Turk your name? Is that what your mother named you?
What's your name? Nickname is, my real name is Tab, T-A-B.
T-A-B.
I'm That's a your junior. Yeah.
Oh, you're a junior. Tab Virgil Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your daddy was a Tab. Tell me about your daddy.
No, my daddy was, he used to drink. He was like an alcoholic.
Like an alcoholic?
No, he was an alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic.
Yeah. But he always worked, you know, and that's all I knew him as because he was always drinking and working, you know. The relationship that I had with him, by me being the oldest, I'd be the one want to go by my daddy. I mean, him had a good relationship.
Yeah. So tell me about Turk.
Turk used to be, I could say Turk used to be, the type of person that was in the streets running, drugging, thugging, not caring, not listening to nobody. Nobody couldn't tell Turk nothing. I'm a long way from where I used to be. But, you know, I feel like I should be further in life because something is still hindering me.
Who should be further in life, Turk or Tab?
I feel like Tab.
Maybe Tab. That means you got to move Turk out of the way. You went to jail at 20 what?
21.
21. You were right at the pit of you know, leaving boyhood and moving into adulthood. You know what? Baby, how long you been fighting for your survival?
Man, forever.
Yeah.
Blank.
Okay, close your eyes for me. Close your eyes for me. Tell me. I first started fighting for my survival when?
I first started fighting for my survival.
Stay in there.
At age 14.
Yeah.
When I first started doing cocaine.
Mm.
I tried it. I have track marks on my own from shooting.
Let me see. After all of these years, wow.
That's a track mark right here. Track marks all on my arms. Track marks. I used to do like $500 of drugs every day. I didn't want to quit until I OD'd. So when I did that, that scared me. I don't want to do the wrong thing. I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to hurt my wife. I don't want to hurt my kids.
But you keep living like a rapper.
Yeah.
Incongruent, meaning that who you say you are is not lining up with your behavior. That's a problem.
But how do I quit? I can't quit because I'm hurting.
It's not going to happen until you let yourself off the hook for what you've done. So you're still carrying the weight of all of that. Maybe you need to really understand what that means.
I want you to see something.
Like so many men hardened by life experiences, Turk is carrying around the soul-crushing weight of his past. My intention is for him to realize it will be impossible to have a healthy life with Erica while carrying the weight of regret, fear, and anger.
So you've been dragging this around too, huh? I understand that your daddy liked to drink a bit.
Yeah.
And what would this represent for you?
I mean, it's books, school.
Did you do this part of it?
I dropped out.
Yeah, you've done a lot for this, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put this right here. This has created a lot of problems for you, hasn't it? So I'm gonna leave that hanging right there.
I hate it.
That's how you walk around. But I want you to feel the weight of how you're thinking and feeling and living.
Yeah.
The toxic weight that Turk carries is at the center of the dysfunction in his marriage. He must wear this vest until he learns to own and forgive all of his past. This is the only path to healing and building a future with Erica.
Mr. Turk has something he wants to explain to you. Go over there and help her. Tell her what you're doing.
This is the stuff that I've been carrying around from my past into the present right now. All this, this weight.
Yes.
Might be some things we don't know about either. Is there other things that we don't know about that we may should put on there?
That may be it. Unless you put a picture of himself on there.
Why would you say that?
Just because it'll represent his attitude.
Got an attitude, do you?
Like, what, I don't want to listen to nobody?
Yeah.
I listen to people. And sometimes I will take heed to what they're saying, but sometimes it's in one ear and out the other because, I mean, you really don't know what you're talking about.
Which people are you talking about? The ones that you don't let over for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Or I don't listen to none of them.
But what about her?
She don't know what she's talking about when it pertaining to my business, stuff that I done been through, stuff that I done did.
She did the time with you. She did the time with you. Only distinction is she had a key to herself.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes she'll make a suggestion, and it could be right sometimes. But most of the time, I'm right.
No. Most of the time, you're not. Most of the time, I just let it go and let you think that you're right because I don't want to constantly put up a fight with you when I'm just trying to tell you something that's going to help us together.
Or even if you don't totally accept, communication comes to compromise. I always say, men think the truth, women feel it. We feel it. And it may not make any sense whatsoever to you, but it doesn't mean you dismiss it.
Okay.
But don't worry, you'll have plenty of opportunity to practice. 8 years. 8 months, 16 days is a long time to be embroiled in circumstances. You see, people, not circumstances, make relationships. But when the circumstances that bring people together are traumatic or dramatic or ongoing, people can get so lost in the circumstances.
Yesterday, I learned that Erica has completely lost her sense of self to the trauma she's lived through since starting her relationship with Turk. Today, I intend to help Erica begin to heal herself and her marriage by finding her identity beneath all of the pain and the trauma.
My concern for you, Miss Erica, is that you're losing yourself piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
Without a real strong sense of self moving forward, this is not going to turn out well for you.
I have a sense of who I am and who I want to be.
You have a sense of what to do.
I have a sense of what to
do. There's a distinction.
Yes.
But who are you? Who are you without Turk or Tab
Who are you without the kids? Who are you under the breast cancer and under the fact that you no longer have a womb? So who are you? How do you answer those questions? This board has essential questions that Erica must answer to discover her identity. What are you angry about? What are you sad about? What breaks your heart? What makes you cry? What makes you smile? To know that and live that every day, whether or not Turk is listening to you, is what I want for you.
Yes.
Why do you have to go through 8 years, 8 months, 16 days of waiting for a man who comes out and doesn't listen to you? Why that?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's about the man you did time with,
mm-hmm.
not honoring who you are as a woman.
You're absolutely right.
Where did you learn that? What did it look like between your mother and father? Did he dismiss her?
Oh, no. 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 And to be honest, I'm looking at it now, how you're putting it. I wasn't looking at it like that. Because for me, and probably for a lot of women, we think disrespect is...
calling you out your name.
Calling me out my
cheating.
Name. Cheating.
Mm-mm.
You know, for this time, I've always thought I had it together. But in all honesty, like you said, if you dismissing my thoughts and my opinions, you disrespectful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
It's been a problem, but it's a bigger problem than I even thought it was.
But I really do want you to look at some of this and answer those questions so that you can have a clear communication with him. Not only who am I, but you gotta let him know who you are.
Yes.
This is who I am at 35. Because it's important. You've gotta retrain him. As he retrains himself. Both of y'all are in a massive training process here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not 20 anymore. Not doing time anymore. But both of you are incarcerated by the conditions.
Yes.
That sent him to jail and kept you waiting.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Erica has lived too long in the shadow of her own trauma and Turk's fear. She must stand in the light of her true identity in order to heal and grow toward a higher goal than just serving her family. Turk, like many of us, hides behind a wall that he thinks keeps him safe.
I hear you coming, Mr. Turk.
The truth is that this wall he's built is a prison of fear that keeps his true identity locked up.
You just a-jingling and carrying on.
The wall must come down so that Tab Virgil Jr. can finally begin to live as a free man.
Can I offer you some truth?
Yeah.
You sure now?
Yeah, I accept the truth.
Okay, here's the truth for you. You wear a mask.
True?
Yeah, no, you wear a mask.
I feel like I have to sometimes.
That's something you're telling yourself.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with what's real. It has to do with the circumstances that you grew up in, that you lived in, that you convinced yourself. And that mask blinds you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the vest, Turk must understand how it really feels to hide behind a false mask.
What can you see?
Nothing.
Yeah. And what are you showing me?
Nothing.
Showing me something you're not, beloved. And your wife, too. And the world. This is not who you are. weighted down, covered up, run in your mouth. Take me to the day the cops break into your house. Take me to that day. Let's go right there. Did you have a gun?
Yeah.
And did you shoot?
Yeah.
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 Look who you had become. It wasn't the Avon lady coming to try to get you some bubble bath for Erica. It was the police with a ram taking your door down. What part do you play in them doing that? What part?
My lifestyle.
Thank you.
I'm justified in the streets, but I'm wrong morally.
And that's what really matters.
Yeah.
That's what really matters. And you gotta get that. So, I want you to repeat and complete this for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
In my soul.
In my soul.
I knew better.
I knew better.
Yeah, but I was wrong.
But I was wrong.
Take a breath. Yeah. Wow. That was a nice breath.
I felt it.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Tell me what you're thinking right now.
All the time, I thought I was right.
Yeah.
And thinking I'm right, that's what affected
my
relationship.
That's what was wrong. Yeah. Okay, so I want you to repeat this and complete it for me. I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For believing.
For believing.
I had to be right.
I had to be right.
Take a breath. Tab, talk to me about your broken heart. Yeah. Breathe. Yeah.
Be real. My heart was broken when my dad and my mom separated.
Yeah.
I remember I used to tell my mama, I'm gonna get my dad to stop drinking so y'all could get back together. That's all I ever wanted. And now my daddy dead.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, breathe it out. Let the chair go. Drop your hands to the side. Don't fight it. Let it come up.
Tab Virgil Jr. has revealed himself from behind the mask of Turk.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Come with me.
During this crucial moment, I am bringing Tab to the corner to release the pent-up negative energy into the walls he has built up around himself.
Let it out. It's right here. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. On the wall. Let it out. Don't hold on.
The Tab that is hidden under this mask is the hurt little boy who felt abandoned by his father. That's the boy who shot at police when he was scared and wound up in prison for 8 years. And that is the boy who is hurting Erica because his daddy wasn't around to teach him how to be a man.
Speak it out. Come on, now you talk. Now talk about it. Come on, now talk about it.
I wish I had my daddy.
Yeah.
I wish I had my daddy.
So you don't have to do this stuff.
I ain't never get a chance to just tell my daddy how much he hurt me. I wish he was in my life. Every time I used to talk to him, he'd call me drunk, even up until he died. While I'm in jail and everything, I remember telling him when I come home, I'm gonna get him to come stay with me. Mm-hmm. And when I came home, he was expecting to come, but I ain't let him come.
Yeah.
Because he was still getting drunk. And I ain't want that around my family. So when he died, it's like if I would have just got him.
You don't know that to be true, Turk. That's a weight you're carrying. You don't know that to be true. You don't know it to be true. You don't know it to be true. Push past what you know. Speak it.
I can't talk to my dad.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can talk to him right now. What do you want him to know? Daddy, forgive me.
Forgive me, Daddy.
Daddy, forgive me.
For Forgive me, Daddy.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there Daddy.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Tab is demonstrating a new pattern where he can have the courage to own the past, to ask for forgiveness, which heals old wounds, and to finally release the weight that plagues his life and relationship with Erica. No more masks. You gotta give it voice, Tab. Because this is what you do with Erica. What if sometimes she wants to say to you, no, you can't do that here. You're not right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be right. This is a big step forward for Tab, but there's still more work to be done. To truly heal, he must take what he has learned about truth and forgiveness and use it to interrupt the patterns that have been damaging his relationship with Erica. For 8 years, 8 months, and 16 days, Tab and Erica tried creating a relationship built on the dysfunction of trauma.
Hello, party people!
But today, we have a chance to set the clock back on their relationship to day one. I am inviting them to create a new beginning as equals who live without fear. What I really want y'all to get is that you came together at a time when the circumstances surrounding your coming together were so traumatic. I just want y'all to come together without the circumstances.
Yeah.
So that you can be real clear that this isn't codependency. This is really committed, cooperative love.
Yeah.
You did your assignment?
Yes.
So what are some things that you need him to know?
I need you to know that I say you don't listen, and I'll just leave it at that, but we gotta stop that, because it's not just the fact that you're not listening, it's the fact that you're just dismissing me altogether. You know, it's a form of disrespect. When you do that, that pisses me off. I am a woman that deserves and demands respect, loyalty, to be treated like a queen. I am strong. I am a mother. I am a whole lot of things. But what I am not is someone who doesn't have a voice and won't have a voice.
Everything you just said, I agree with. When I first came here, I didn't agree with you. But, you know, it don't take long for me to acknowledge the truth. And I take full responsibility. I hold myself accountable to do better and hear you, give you advice in this marriage, because I'm nothing without you, you know? And please forgive me, baby, for being selfish, thinking it's all about me. You know, and let's move forward and make it better together. No more my way, our way.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. It's partners. Mm. Partners have an equal share and an equal voice and an equal role in the partnership. See, here's what I want y'all to consider. That relationship that you had for 8 years, 8 months, and 16 days wasn't real. Mm-mm. It wasn't a real relationship because it was really only one way. Have you ever asked her how it felt for her to be locked up with you?
No.
Ask her.
How did it feel for you to be locked up when I was locked up?
No, ask her like you really want to know.
You feel being locked up with me?
There you go. Now, I'm gonna show you how a woman answers a question. Close your eyes. Take a breath. Yeah, let it out. Now, what you do is you let your heart use your lips. Don't think about it.
When you were locked up, it was terrible.
Terrible's not a feeling.
It was the worst. worst part of my life. And I was only 20. And I hadn't done anything. And I went to jail with you.
Yeah.
And I just had to get strength from anywhere to not get my hopes up just to be let down over and over and over and over again. And you never even asked me how I felt.
What else? Look at her. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Did you see how that feels? To close your eyes and let your heart use your mouth? That's how a woman talks.
Okay.
Woman ain't going up here to argue with no man, because she's going to get beat down. But if you go there, you understand? Into here.
It make me cry.
No, it speaks to you on a whole nother level.
It do.
Yeah, right? Beloved, keep doing your forgiveness work. Anytime things come up, instead of you, you know, ruminating it in your mind, I forgive myself for, I forgive my father for, I forgive my mother for, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. Because that'll start dissipating that anger. All of those questions, answer them, so that you'll be strong in here for you.
Yes.
Stand in as strong as you can, based on what you know.
Thank you.
I can't do it for you, but I'll be here to do it with you. Kiss. Now y'all kiss each other.
Erica and Turk represent hundreds of thousands of couples who started at a beginning where they knew absolutely nothing about relationships, and they did the best they could moving forward. But now they have tools, they have information, they have a new thought and something to begin with. I hope Erica and Turk will be an example for you or somebody you know, so that you too can create a new beginning.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.